The financial crisis has taken a toll on the world's billionaires. Forbes just came out with its annual list, and it shows Bill Gates reclaiming the top spot, though even his net worth dipped by $18 billion. NPR's Robert Smith scanned the list and has some lessons for the rest of us.
Oh, billionaires, they're just like us. They lost money last year, just like us, except their losses added up to $2 trillion. In fact, many of them are now non-billionaires. Hey, just like us.
Last year, there were 1,125 billionaires. This year, it's down to 793. The typical billionaire is down at least one-third in their net worth.
But wipe away those golden tears, Steve Forbes, because this isn't just gloomy news. It's an opportunity. All those empty spots on the list mean more room for the rest of us to move up. In fact, 38 new billionaires made the rankings this year. And here's how they did it. Secret number one, pick your location wisely. During boom times, the big money was in emerging markets. You couldn't toss an overinflated commodity without hitting a new billionaire in India or Russia. Most of those guys dropped off the list this year. If you want to be a billionaire, Forbes says, the best place to live is
still the United States. Even though we took a real hit, we suffered proportionally less than the rest of the world.
And you certainly didn't want to be a billionaire in, say, Iceland.
In Iceland, you would not have wanted to been a banker because you would be trying to figure out, will McDonald's hire me today?
Secret number two, make your money in something tangible. Hedge funds and private capital billionaires were hit hard, but producing something the world wants can still make you super rich. Matthew Miller is an editor with Forbes.
People like Jean-Paul DeJoria, who owns Paul Mitchell Shampoos and Patron Tequila. Patron Tequila is a high-end tequila. Not as many people are buying it at nightclubs as they used to, but liquor is something that people like in a recession. And so he's new to the list this year.
The owners of sports teams did well, and so did another newcomer with a recession-proof product, Joaquin Guzman Loera, a.k.a. El Chapo. Mexican drug kingpin, now billionaire. And the only man on the list wanted by the U.S. government. Which brings us to secret number three. Don't go along with the crowd. Billionaire John Paulson increased his net worth by $3 billion last year. His profession? Betting against the stock market as a short seller. And if you're going to bet like that, it doesn't hurt to have secret number four on your side. Luck. Take Guy Laliberté, the owner of Cirque du Soleil and one of the rare billionaires to get richer last year. He's a poker player, but his best hand was selling 20% of his company in August before the economy tanked. Steve Forbes says sometimes you need more than skill.
A lot of people who were on the list this year sold portions of their business at the height of the economy a little over a year ago. And they didn't know there was a collapse coming. They just did it. So, yes, you need luck, but don't always think you can create your luck. That is called hubris.
Forbes then tells me the final secret, secret number five, which is don't try and replicate what happened last year. Take advantage of it. Forbes predicts the billionaires that will climb up future lists will be the people who jump into the wreckage of the financial sector and build something new. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.